Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study James 4 and 7. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's hard to resist what we really want to do. We all have that one thing we battle with, and some of us don't know how to resist it. We tried it in every way possible to resist it and ignore it, but it still sits there. And the more we resist it, the more we want it. But when we get it and we realize it wasn't worth committing the sin, it wasn't worth participating in, right? We can all deny this ever happened to us, but the more we, some of us step up and say, I struggle with this or that, the more we can learn from one another. It says in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 1:4, who comforts us in all trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. So that we go through, so whatever we go through and what we deal with, isn't for us. It just keeps us to our, we can't just keep it to ourselves. It means for us to talk about it. But I think one reason a lot of us don't say anything or say what we deal with is because we don't want anyone shaming us or shunning us because of what we have a problem with. But what we must do is move past anything. Most importantly, tell God, go to God. Tell him, humble yourself and honestly say, I have this problem and I need you. And he will surely help you. The next step is to confess it, own up to it. This is the struggle because a lot of times we don't say it out loud because we don't want to give it power, but we give it even more power when we ignore that we need help. Matthew 5:48 says this, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Things aren't made perfect. They are molded and built into what it needs to be. But without resisting the temptation, without staying in the presence of God, we can't conquer it. One of the most biggest problems people have is prayer. They say, I don't have time. I can't do it. We should know how to pray, and we should pray. But when we stay in the presence of God, the issue we deal with, he starts slowly removing it. He starts showing us how he wants us to deal with it. He starts dwindling it down because we are surrendering to him. And a lot of us don't want to resist it. We want to submerge ourselves into it. And I can see why. It's comfortable. It makes sense. But as we do this, we're destroying our relationship with God. And the ones that are carrying the anointing of God, that dwindles down too. It slowly becomes as a mist. 2 Timothy 3:17, and the man of God may be complete, equipped with every good work. We can't equip ourselves for nothing. Only God can. A lot of people that preach or teach, if they start doing things out of their character, or they start doing things that's out of the spirit, is the reason being is because they stop going to the one that equipped them. They stop seeking God's presence. And friends, people of God, we need God's presence. We need his power to walk in this life of holiness. We can't do it on our own. And the more we keep thinking we can do this on our own, each time we will be shown we can't. So how do we resist it? By going to God. Every time it comes up, every time we feel the urge to commit whatever sin is, say Jesus, and he will know and the enemy must go. But as long as we are dabbling and playing, we will never be able to fight the enemy off. We can't play in the den of the enemy, expect him to go away. He won't, but we must equip ourselves every day and arm ourselves with the armor of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to help us resist the devil. And we know he will flee because it says in your word. Father God, help us to stay in your presence and to dwell in your presence, Father God. Help us to allow you to equip us for the problems that we have. Help us to allow you to help us conquer it, Father God. Father God, we humbly say we have a problem. We humbly say we have issues. We humbly say we need your help. Father God, please help us. Help direct us and keep us out of trouble. Father God, today, help us to take this word and apply it to our life and not just hear it and move on, but help us apply it to our lives. Help us be hearers and doers of your word. Father God, we thank you for every blessing. We thank you for watching over us as we sleep. We thank you for watching over us as we travel in our cars. We thank you for the blessings and favor that you pour out into our lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you for each and everything. Father God, we give you glory and honor, Father God. We thank you for the food on our table, the clothes on our back, and the shoes on our feet, Father God. It might not be what we want, but Father God, we praise your holy name for everything. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family. Remember our friend. And please, if you can, share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.